We are joined now by our old friend Tom Nielsen of Northfield Retirement Community. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having us today.
Thanks for being here. And on the phone, we have Mark Anderson, the CEO of Vivi. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Great. And I'm really glad to be here with you.
Well, we're really, really happy that you made some time for us today. We're talking to the two of you because, and I don't know how to characterize this, if this is a merger, if this is an acquisition, whatever, but the way the press release I saw puts it is the Northfield Retirement Community is joining the Vivi company. Family, corporation, whatever we want to, however we want to refer to it, but that's basically what's happening, correct?
Yeah, and I think the best term that we've decided is it's a partnership.
Okay,
because we were looking for somebody to partner with to help strengthen and build our organization, and I reached out to Mark and said, "Hey, Mark, are you looking to expand your footprint?" And so it wasn't a hostile takeover, right. It wasn't a sale. It's technically in legal terms called an asset transfer, and okay. So we had a good process that we've been going through for a year-long period of time here with my board to find the right partner, and we found that in Vivi and in what the organization that Mark's built.
Mark, can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Sure. Vivi, I'll go back to our mission. It's, we're organized on focusing on enriching, empowering, and elevating people throughout their life's journey. One thing about us is we provide a full range of services. So we do senior living, home health, hospice, rehab, and many more services. Throughout Minnesota, into North Dakota, and into Wisconsin a little bit. I think what sets Vivi apart is how we approach care. We really believe in we put people first, meeting them where they're at, and providing services that truly, really fit their needs, whether that be a senior living community or in their home. We are really committed to innovation, always looking for new ways to improve, our experience with our residents and our families and our employees. One of the benefits I think of for NRC as they join Vivi is the ability to tap into really a broader network of care from home health to specialized programs. So really, we can ensure the residents and families have more options and support while keeping Northfield Retirement Community's really purpose-driven approach intact.
Okay.
And I don't even know if Mark knows this, but when we were looking at organizations and looking to partner with people, that was one of the things that set them apart is it wasn't just looking at our campus and the service we offer today, but the expansion of services that we can offer in the community. And that was really, when we've got a board made up of community members looking for the best future for us, mm-hmm. That was one of the key things was it's not just what we're doing, but what we can do in the future.
It's no secret that your industry, the senior living, the long-term care industry, has really been struggling since the pandemic. But Tom, can you just kind of walk us through the process and why you and the board decided that you needed to or that you wanted to go find a partner like Vivi?
Yeah, I think this process started for us about 12 months ago, back in February. And just a quick squirrel moment here, but Mark was one of the first people I talked to.
Oh.
I was at a conference last February of 24, and they were talking about how partnerships and collaborations and building your organization to be stronger, it was going to be necessary to find those people. And Mark went to the same session I did, and I ran into him in the hallway outside, and he goes, "You look a little perplexed." And I'm like, "I'm a little worried that I'm not sitting around the table. I'm on the menu, so I'm kind of looking at who I can partner with." And he said, "Hey, anytime you want to partner, I know that you guys run a great organization on there, and just give me a call." And so I went back to our organization and said, as we're coming out of the pandemic and we're struggling a little bit with occupancy and all the things that are thrown at us, we're going to have to make some changes in organization. And so the board took my suggestions and made some great, I'd say fairly daring decisions about making some operational changes, become profitable. We've got a manor building or a HUD building that we're selling and in the process of selling, but it's going to stay a HUD building and income sensitive for seniors. We're just kind of changing ownership, which provides us some cash, and then finding a partner. And we're successful in all three of those now in finding Vivi and a good partner. And for us, we felt like we were doing pretty well in a good position of strength that we could look out for, you know, find a good partner that matched up with our culture and somebody that we knew. And I've known Mark and some of his key staff for probably over 25 years. And so when my board said, do you know a list of some people we can reach out to that might be a good match for us, I could, you know, put some of those people on the list, and Mark was at the top of the list. So that worked out really well.
Mark, kind of a two-pronged question here. Has Vivi been in an expansion phase? Is NRC one of many partnerships you're forming? And what was it that made NRC attractive as a partner for Vivi?
That really I'll answer the first part of that question, then go back to the second part. So Vivi is a merger of two organizations that really actually happened January 1st of 2024. Organization, the two names of the organizations were Canute Nelson and Walker Methodist, both with a long faith-based nonprofit history. Both organizations had been serving for 75 years plus in the senior living space. So Canute Nelson was more of a rural organization that had been really, really growing, based really in Alexandria, Minnesota, and Walker Methodist was based in the Twin Cities. So we have came together and really have been in a growing. Both organizations have been growing for quite some time, and certainly really in the amount of services that we provide as well. You know, I think that this partnership for us really builds on a strong foundation of values. So I think as I met with Tom and the board, that we have similar values, that we had both served a very, very long time. I was well aware of the North Trail retirement community dating back for years, dating back with Tom and with Kyle Nordine. I've known them for a very long time. And we really believe in being a part of the Northfield community, and we believe we can bring services. I think this partnership will allow really the Northfield retirement community to really continue to be a leader in the community, to be a trusted place for seniors. The partnership, I think, ensures that NRC remains strong for the future. Continuing to provide jobs, engage with local organizations. We really are here to be a part of the Northfield community for a very, very long time. Our goal as we hit this partnership is to strengthen the Northfield retirement community, not to reduce staff. We really want to see where we can strengthen services to Northfield, the entire community.
Yeah, I just to opine for a moment, I think it's pretty... I think a lot of people in town will be happy to hear that NRC isn't one of a dozen companies that is being sort of snapped up by Vivi. This does sound like a thoughtful partnership you guys have put together here. You guys have both touched on it a little bit, but what does this mean for NRC and the residents of NRC moving forward then?
Yeah, I had meetings last week when we announced this to our residents, our family members, our employees. I think there were a couple of key messages that I said through that. We're not dislocating or relocating or kicking anybody out on the street. Everybody gets to still live there. The question was, because of this, is our rent going up? I'm like, not because of that. We base that on the market and inflation and all those kinds of things. If anything, it strengthens our organization and brings more services to those individuals. And so they were very comfortable with that. The employees obviously want to know about their future employment, and without hesitation, Mark and his organization said that we intend to offer everybody jobs with Vivi as that transition happens. So really, it was when I got done with the meetings, people are like, well, this is kind of a win-win-win. We get to stabilize our organization. We get the same great caregivers with the the same level of quality and, you know, some of these things. And I did remind them, I said, yeah, but in any kind of a combination like that, there are going to be changes, mm-hmm. but hopefully they're positive changes. Mm-hmm. There are changes that are going to enhance the quality of life for our residents, be able to enhance the benefit packages we can offer our employees, you know, all those kinds of things going forward.
Mark, what do you, from your perspective, how do you see Vivi helping to improve NRC?
You know, I really think about it, I just want to go back to this. First of all, I think that we are such similar organizations in our thought processes and our values, because I think that's really, really important for people to understand that how we provide care is very similar. You know, I think what happens is that I think the partnership allows NRC to continue to provide the high quality care that's always provided, but at the same time gaining access to additional resources. I think this is, it's certainly could Tom speak to this, but I think it's about positioning, the Northfield retirement community for the future in a way that allows it to keep serving residents and their families at the really highest level. You know, we expect to be a part of the Northfield community for a very, very long time.
And that's also good to hear. I mean, that's we've been hearing the sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, the death toll of or not the, the, like the bell ringing for whom the bell tolls, right? For senior living and for long-term care for a few years, and I, this kind of a situation, I guess, is doesn't come as a surprise, right? But there's probably also a bit of relief around here that you guys are coming together in a positive manner like this. You both have sort of, I mean, have talked about resources for the residents. Can you tell me a little more about that? What does Vivi bring, Tom, that NRC hasn't been able to do in recent times?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of areas. The biggest one, I think, is just the spreading out and the resources available for just being in a large organization. So as we look at our insurances, as we look at how we process payroll, as we look at the benefit packages, as we look at all those things. And when you're a small business, it's just harder to negotiate good pricing that you can't do when you're part of a larger organization. And so part of that is just the economy of scale and the savings that we can then use to enhance services and quality and different things that we want to be able to do. Okay. As a small organization, you get one hiccup. We had the biggest hiccup being the pandemic, but you get a couple others, and you just need more stabilization so you know from month to month that you can enhance your programs and expand, and you're not always looking at where do we have to cut, what do we have to shrink, you know, some of those things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had to reduce our spiritual care program in the past probably 2 years, and with our shared values, Mark has a vice president of spiritual care, and we'll be able to enhance and grow that program a little bit more is our hope. And when I had all the employee meetings, they're like, yeah, we get the Vivi thing and our rent's not going to stay here, but what are you doing for spiritual care? What are you doing for spiritual care? So we're going to be excited to get Mark's spiritual care person down to say, hey, let's get some programming going here.
Yeah.
How we can enhance the spiritual care for our residents.
And okay, getting down to brass tacks, what does this mean for Tom Nielsen? Do you get to stick around?
Yeah, I do. I do, which is exciting. And I think what it is for all of our employees is gives opportunity for growth. And so whether, you know, we're going to have a lot of things to transition over the next few months, but then there's also lots of opportunities with an organization the size of Vivi to look at regional things and promotional things and all that kind of stuff for everybody from our housing people to directors of nursing. Mm-hmm. I've got two frontline workers that want to move up north at some point in time. And so they were excited to see that Mark had facilities up in Alexandria. Oh, so, fantastic. You know, they want to semi-retire and move up north, and that just gives that much more expansion and,
closer
and
to the
opportunities,
cabin.
Right?
Yeah,
that's sure. A smaller organization, like, well, this is all we have. But
right.
But if you want to, I've just had a wonderful nurse go through the nursing school, and she's like, but I need more of a challenge, and I want to get, you know, more complex patients. And we said, well, we only have so many people here, but, mm-hmm. You know, when you look across the continuum of Vivi, then that just provides a lot more opportunity for our own employees.
Great. Great. Guys, is there anything else that we should know about this coming together?
The only thing in my notes is somebody asked me, well, what are you going to be called?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
a good
question. So I worked with Mark's communication people, and as of June 1st, because all of this transitions over and we actually transfer the assets June 1st, is going to be Northfield Retirement Community by Vivi.
Okay.
So perfect. Still keeping the Northfield Retirement Community in there. Our reputation is good and quality is good, and people know that, but then adding the by Vivi towards the end so that they know that we're part of Vivi and part of that organization. And, so they'll see new signage and new logos and new materials coming out. So we're excited about that.
And if people go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark, go ahead.
I was just going to add that, it certainly is a transition like that. This takes place. There's always those angst and we're going through change, but certainly I and Tom and our organizations are really certainly committed to keeping all of our residents and families and employees informed as soon as we can. And we encourage that they give us feedback to make sure things are going smoothly. And quite frankly, I'm super excited about the future, because I'm really excited to be part of the Northfield community and to really see what services we can additionally bring to Northfield.
If people have further questions, want to get some more information on NRC or on Vivi, what's the best way for them to find out about you guys or get a hold of you?
Yeah, I think in all the letters and communications we've sent out, at least locally here, they can reach out to me at my email address, tnielsen@northfieldretirement.org. We're also excited about that, to be able to shorten my email address, so that's going to be handy at some point in time. But for now, it's tnielsen@northfieldretirement.org, or they can call my phone, 507-664-3474 is my direct line.
Mark, does Vivi have a website?
Yep, Vivi.org.
That's pretty easy right there.
Org, so nice and short for Tom. So,
Vivie.org. Okay.
Yeah, Vivi.org. So you can learn all tons of information about Vivi and what we do and our services.
Awesome.
And who we are on that website.
Awesome. Guys, we really appreciate you taking the time and making yourselves available to us like this. This is an important conversation, and people need to hear about it. So thanks for coming in and talking.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah.